This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Nearly 20% of Colorado school districts show signs of potential financial trouble. CPR's Megan Verley has more on a report from state auditors.
The state has 178 school districts, and 35 of them have been falling short on one or more financial benchmarks. Auditors say missing those targets can be a sign that a district's resources are too strained to continue covering its costs. Among those with ongoing struggles are Clear Creek School District, Elizabeth School District southeast of Denver, and Ellicott 22 in El Paso County. Auditors say that overall, the number of districts with financial concerns has held steady compared to last year's evaluation. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
Colorado's homicide rate dropped to a five-year low last year. However, domestic violence deaths jumped 37%, reaching 72 fatalities statewide. CPR's Haley May explains the data.
The annual report shows 8 children, the most ever recorded in a single year, were killed in collateral domestic violence deaths in 2024, most amid custody disputes. The report also found 4 out of 5 domestic violence deaths since 2021 involved a firearm, and that many perpetrators were already known to the criminal justice system before a death occurred. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser says he's backing a law to let police temporarily remove guns from the home during domestic violence arrests, which could help close a gap in the system. Haley May, CPR News.
Molson Coors plans to lay off 400 American workers. That's about 9% of its salaried workforce in the U.S. The company has not said how many jobs will be cut in Colorado. It hired a new CEO last month, and the Denver Business Journal reports that he intends to restructure the company. The Coors Brewery in Golden has well over 800 employees. You can get more news at CPR.org. It's now 8:06.